Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, pursuers? Welcome to The Pursuit of Calling, the podcast that provides you with the strategies and tools needed to successfully discover and pursue your calling. Whether it's through inspiring stories, thought-provoking interviews, or quick, insightful episodes on personal growth and development, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Thomas Carney. Enjoy the episode. All right. How's it going, pursuers? If you don't know, I'm a certified life coach. You can call that a career coach, a calling. I call it a calling coach. I think a career coach is probably what you're maybe most familiar with. Essentially, I help people take the goals that they believe they've been called to pursue, but are stuck, like you might be. Getting from I'll do it one day to I'm doing it today. Something big. So you can pick something big or small, but if you're ambitious, you're going to be making this something big. What's that thing for you? Picture it in your mind. Imagine what it would be like to accomplish this goal. Okay, hold it there. Let's dive in. And so instead of telling you what coaching is, which isn't really that helpful, I want to show you. So you know that goal that you've been having, that you have already have in your mind. Wouldn't you love to have an actionable plan that you can use to get you from someday taking action to taking action today? Yeah, me too. So let's start. Let's do that right now. The whole point of this episode, we're going to go through three separate questions. And we're going to be building out the start of your actionable plan to accomplish that goal that you've always wanted to achieve. These questions are going to seem simple, but they're intentional. So question one, what do you need to learn in order to accomplish your goal? Sounds fairly simple. Sounds fairly like, duh. If you immediately just thought, like, I don't know, well, how about we start with, what do I know? What do you know? And write those things down. If you don't know what your next step should be, maybe you actually can't think of anything, well, who do you know that would know? Someone that has been where you are, a mentor, maybe an author of a book that you've been wanting to read, or others in your field. Notice we're not even talking about achieving that goal right now. We're aiming at gaining momentum. So now question two, out of all of those things mentioned, what is the best thing that you can do this week in order to get started or take the next step? Maybe that's reach out to a mentor. Maybe that's buy a book from that author that you were just thinking about, or maybe get an online course. Maybe it's hire a coach to figure out what are the things in your life, what are the things you can be doing, what are the things that you do now. Maybe you need somebody to pull out the things inside of you that you do know. That's what the goal is right now during this episode. So. Or maybe you do know the action that you need to take right now. Maybe it's something that you've been thinking about this whole time. Maybe it's something you thought about for a long time that, okay, all I have to do to start is do this. You start there this week. The reason the question led with what is the best thing you can be doing? It causes you to filter through all of the other things that are good and for you to focus on the best. Question three, when will you do this? This is probably the most important piece, because if you don't hold yourself accountable to an actual time frame to when you're actually going to accomplish something, to when you're going to do it, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot harder to actually get this thing done. So give this a date and a time. Again, I have in my notes, this is a great way to hold yourself accountable. You might be thinking, this whole podcast is about the pursuit of calling, so why are we talking about achieving goals? And that's because your calling, yes, it goes with you everywhere that you go, and it also, but I also believe we have these goals on our lives, these goals that we want to pursue for a reason. And our calling and these goals that we want to do, these goals that we're looking to achieve is a way for us to live out our calling. That makes sense? You have a calling on your life and there's ways to apply it. And that's the goal of making this actionable plan so you can achieve a goal and live out your calling. So usually I like to leave you guys with an actionable thing for you to do, and it's kind of already done. Take everything you learned for the day and take action. Make the lists out, choose the best thing, seek out the mentors. And the only person to blame if you don't is yourself. So once you're done with this and you want to take the next step, you can sign up for a free coaching session with me. Again, like I said, it's free. Don't even ask for your card. It's 30 to 45 minutes of your time. And you're going to be able to schedule that at the link in the show notes. It's going to be a very obvious link right at the top of the description. You can't miss it. So just go. All you have to do is scroll down a little bit, tap the link, pick the best time that works for you. And I'll talk to you soon. All right, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to share it out on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, X, wherever you use social media. And also, don't forget to comment, whether you're on YouTube, give it a like, and give this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to leave a review. It'd be super helpful, helps the algorithm pick it up. And the only thing I'm going to say, I've said it before on here, but I like what Dave Ramsey says. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, because we don't need your one stars. All right, guys. I'll see you next time.